Aircheckdownloads.com. Radio Wyvern
Stereo. And let's say very happy birthday today to Mrs. M. Capes of 76 Pixley Wall, Newton Farm in Hereford. And also Mrs. Bowen of 28 College Road, Hereford. And that's from Dennis. And Dennis has requested this record from ABBA. That's ABBA with a lovely record, isn't it? I think that's another one I've played three or four times. Knowing me, knowing you. It's 22 before one. We're on the history of commercial radio. Phase one is totally finished. We'll take a break, and then we'll come back with a nice piece of music and continue right up to that day on the 4th of October last year, 1982, when Radio Wyvern came on the air. Daihatsu! Daihatsu!
Hello, I'm Graeme Hughes. Join me Monday to Friday for the afternoon show. We have the afternoon featured album, sports headlines every hour, plus regular news features. Bargain Basement, that's on Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursdays at 3 o'clock. And don't forget the general knowledge quiz every lunchtime at 1:20. Afternoons on Wyvern, weekdays 1 till 4.
We'll continue with the history of commercial radio right now at 20 before 1. Say good afternoon to Chris Chadwick, who's written in from 55 Goodard Avenue, Swindon, Wiltshire. Many thanks for the letter, and tell us how much you're enjoying the history of commercial radio. And we got to 76, everything stopped when the Annan Committee sat and debated and took... in fact, I actually wrote in myself how I felt that independent radio should continue in the rest of the country. And it took them, like most government bureaucracies, quite a number of years to deliberate and pick out the good things and the bad things. And at the end of the day, come out with a decision that everyone expected anyway, because there was so much government, so much public... public demand for independent local radio. Right, now then, at the end of 77, the Annan Committee did indeed publish its report, and independent radio would, in fact, be established all over the country with a final target of somewhere in the region of 69 stations. And the first one of the new batch on was CBC in Cardiff, and that came on the air on the 11th of April in 1980. Between 77 and 80, there was a tremendous lobby from the people of Hereford and Worcester for their own independent radio station, and I was very, very involved in that. Anyway, eventually in 81, November 81, the government, independent broadcasting authority, named Hereford Worcester as a franchise area. And in 82, it was in fact February that year the franchise was advertised. Sorry, I'm in 81. February 81, the franchise was advertised, and there were two applicants, ourselves and another company, although Radio Wyvern was in fact itself three companies in one, because two other consortia had in fact joined us through the period that we'd been lobbying for independent radio in Herefordshire. And that was quite a nerve-wracking time to go up there in front of the IBA and all the rest of it. Albeit, Radio Wyvern gained the franchise in July 1981, which meant there was a tremendous job ahead to build a radio station, raise £500,000 and recruit 30 staff to do that. Okay, well, suffice it to say, everything went fairly well. It was very hard work at the time, and there were some problems around about Christmas when we didn't think we were going to raise the £500,000, but we did. And the following year, test transmissions were heard. And on the 27th of August, 1982, this was the very first sound to come from Radio Wyvern Studios through our Rex room to the transmitters. Very exciting time. I was at the button myself, pushing the button, shaking like a leaf. 27th of August, 1982. The time is 12 noon, and this is what you heard if you were listening.
You're listening to test transmissions from the Independent Broadcasting Authority. These transmissions are in preparation for the new independent local radio service for Hereford and Worcester, which will be provided by the IBA's contractor, Radio Wyvern PLC, and broadcasting under the name of Radio Wyvern. This new service plans to begin broadcasting from 7 a.m. on the 4th of October 1982 and can be heard on 314 meters, that's 954 kilohertz on the medium wave, and 95.8 VHF in stereo for Herefordshire. In Worcestershire, it's 196 meters, that's 1530 kilohertz on the medium wave, and 96.2 VHF in stereo. After the opening day, we'll have a 6 a.m. start on weekdays and Saturdays, and Sundays it's 7 o'clock. For further information about the reception of this new service and independent local radio elsewhere in Britain, enquiries should be addressed to the regional officer, Independent Broadcasting Authority, Hurst Street, Birmingham, B5, 4BD. That's the regional officer, Independent Broadcasting Authority, Hurst Street, Birmingham, B5, 4BD. Radio Wyvern.
Caroline is the very first record. What else with me as chief engineer could it have been? The tests went on and on for 5.5 weeks. Meanwhile, we at the station were doing odd things in the newsroom, like building it, and making sure everything else was up to scratch for that launch on the 4th of October, 1982. And the final week before we went on air, we started a massive campaign. Every house in the Hereford-Worcester area should have received a newspaper, 8 pages, telling you exactly what was going to happen to your radio station and when it was going to come on air. And also, we took up a commercial on Central Television, and it went something like this. We're going to tell you all about the
Hereford 314 metres medium wave, 95.8 VHF.
Worcester 196 metres medium wave, 96.2 VHF.
Radio Wyvern serving the whole of Herefordshire and Worcestershire. Your own local radio station starts this Monday, 7 a.m.
And indeed it did, with Sammy Southall sat in this very chair, shaking like a leaf. I must take my hat off to him. I couldn't have done it, because everyone knows that I probably could have done it if I'd had to. I was shaking bad enough playing that test tape on the 27th of August. But Sammy was doing it live, and as we all know, adrenaline is one of the most natural forms of laxative, and I did feel for him. 12 before 1, this is what happened the 4th of October at 2 minutes to 7 o'clock.
It's 7 o'clock, Monday, October the 4th, 1982. Good morning and welcome to Wyvern. Yes, we're here with a new sound for Herefordshire and Worcestershire.
Just for always turn to. And if you want, you can really learn to fly. This is the place that we can see forever. Now is the time when no one ever has to cry. And we'll laugh, and we'll sing, and we'll do, and we'll sing.
Was a dream a reality indeed. Radio Wyvern on the air, 4th of October 1982. And actually that concludes this series of the history of independent radio. It's been fun for the last 6 months, right up from the start of Caroline, when Caroline started it all, that campaign to bring local commercial radio to the people of Hereford and Worcester. I was there lobbying in those days, but it was a little insignificant voice, potty-faced little school kid. I'm not really that old. It's 7 before 1. We'll take a break and then play the record that Sammy first played after the theme tune, which was actually made by local musicians in a local studio.
Westbury Homes are pleased to announce the opening of
Radio Wyvern.
Wyvern News, this is David Holdsworth. Hereford United are confident of staying in the Football League. Peace campaigners say they're not left-wingers, and the county's bowlers have got Scotland on the run. Details after the World and National News.
It's 1 o'clock. This is Greg Strange.
Aircheckdownloads.com.